Welcome to the Soccer Central Podcast.
2017, hello and welcome. As for some resolutions for this podcast, maybe more podcasts. That might be an idea.
Let's try to do it weekly.
Yeah, perhaps. We'll do our best. I was hoping to also find a couple of more likable co-hosts, but that already has failed.
The soccer pool in this country is quite slim.
Yeah, very shallow indeed. However, they're back. Brendan Dunlop, Thomas Dobby, I'm James Sharman. I hope your Christmas festive period was as much fun as the Premier League. Was yours?
Yeah, mine was pretty good. I got really lucky with the way the days fell. Got to do Christmas at my family's in Windsor and a few days out in Vancouver with the Mrs. family, so can't complain at all. It was really nice.
What a surprise. Dunlop churning up some more air miles.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Maybe we'll do more podcasts if you actually stay in the city for more than like 3 weeks.
So it's my fault that we don't do the podcast, because when I'm away, you think, oh, what's the point? I mean, the quality of the podcast would be non-existent without Dunlop.
Our focus groups tell us that they just listen for you.
Yeah. Kelly Marr would just be gutted without you. So.
Yep. Tiger Sammy not having it.
What do the focus groups say about investing in resources into podcasts?
They assume that we're paying such huge bucks that you know, there is little else available.
They'll say they don't care. We could just do the podcast.
The sizzle reels we'd have, the montages, the zingers.
Speaking of, no FA Cup montage there? No Tottenham late goals against Villa?
No. New year, new me. Yeah. Didn't see the bump in the check.
New year, I'm new out. Me, old me.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Basically. Same you.
Lazy.
Yeah. All right.
FA Cup, though, I mean, I watched a bit of it here and there, and I still love the FA Cup. But when you do see the lineups put out by the big teams, it once again just tacks away at the prestige of that tournament, doesn't it? I know it's a bit of it's like beating an old horse.
Are you going to attack Jurgen Klopp to start the show?
Horse. Huh?
Dead horse.
Dead horse, right? But even being an old horse kind of works. Defenseless.
Yeah, guess so.
It's kind of pointless. It's old.
Would just be mean, cruel of you to attack an old horse. What a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, you always think like the magic comes out in this third round, but I mean, was there any memorable game this weekend that you're going to think, wow, that was a classic? Not at all.
I mean, Plymouth showed they can hang with the youngest team
against Liverpool. League Two against Prem. Obviously, it's a great result, and it's a bit of a shocker, certainly, but was it a classic?
No.
And you don't get who was half that Liverpool team?
Either, right? You don't get many third-round classics.
You don't. That's a good point. You might get shockers, and sometimes it's end-to-end a little bit, you know, with these smaller clubs going for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Derby over West Brom.
Yeah, no, there were some. I mean, Millwall beat Bournemouth, right? But, yeah, it's Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Preston, they almost got a point, almost got a replay against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Olivier Giroud, the man of the moment in the Premier League in English football, scored late there. Wolves beat Stoke, but they're a league championship team. So nothing really.
No, there was nothing that really... unless you want to count Sutton's manager vaping on the sidelines during the game against
I did watch that game,
Wimbledon.
Actually. I actually quite enjoyed that game. I know it's 0-0 against Wimbledon.
But yeah. It was an interesting one to be on at 10 o'clock. It was like, oh, it's interesting we chose that. And that was the site of Wimbledon's first match 15 years ago when they were playing their first game as Wimbledon was at Sutton. So kind of interesting that they were back there. And
James
is really interested in what's going on in the telly right now, but
he loves his local news and his traffic reports on Monday morning.
Yeah, I do.
You never know how treacherous your commute can be in the mountainous regions of Toronto.
I guess the worst part, I suppose, for Liverpool is another game to worry about. And okay, ESPN FC, you can go away. There we go. Sorry. No one probably heard that on the mics, but it just
comes out the computer. Was it the Gianni Infantino World Cup expansion complaint video?
It wasn't even that when he played with Maradona in that match yesterday or this weekend. You see that all the FIFA bigwigs, including old Vic Montags.
Oh wow!
Playing with some of the great names.
Oh really?
Was it in like the Vatican? Was it when something super special like that? Where was it?
I don't know where it was. I just saw a picture. Honestly, I didn't read much about it. I don't care.
By the way, the
World Cup is going to be approved today, right? To 48 teams.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be approved.
Awful.
You must feel the same way, no?
Oh, I think it's pathetic.
That's a nightmare.
It's such an obvious cash grab.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they say it won't go longer than a month, all these playing games. You're not sure the exact format, but please, we don't need 48 teams. What is the point of qualifying then?
Yeah. I think the expanded Euros, I think we were happy to see some new teams, and they did bring life to the tournament. But
I wasn't happy.
Then we look back on the tournament, it wasn't exactly the best quality we've seen. And you know, I think we could call it one of the poorer tournaments we've had in a long time. And I think that had a lot to do with those eight extra teams. And this 48-team World Cup is just a nightmare, I think, for all of us that love the game.
I mean, he campaigned for his presidency on a 40-team expansion. That was stupid. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it totally devalues the tournament. You mentioned qualifying. Completely makes qualifying irrelevant. And 16 groups of three? You know what I hear when I hear that? Apart from, well, that'll be stupid.
Europa League?
Match fixing. Oh, that's what I hear.
Yeah, right.
Match fixing.
That wouldn't happen in the World Cup, surely.
Just seems there's too many holes to the plan.
The best part about it might be just all those great jokes coming out pretty soon about, well, at least maybe Canada can get to the World Cup now. That's coming out pretty soon. All the idiots out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've started off the podcast on a high for 2017, yeah, haven't we?
Did we ever.
We're also jaded, more jaded than ever before.
But Canada's going to get hosted in 2026, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's
so
announced soon too.
We'd
right?
be in
right.
anyway.
So we here? Yeah, I don't know. It's all about money, comes down to it. Go away, ESPN FC.
Just mute your sound there. Wait. On the bottom, on the taskbar, like on the monitor.
There we go, the little speaker thingy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just bring it all the way down.
Right. All right, done. Give me your best, ESPN FC. I'm looking at it because I'm looking at the Premier League table. Because let's get to the Premier League, shall we? I love the festive period. There weren't too many, you know, great matchups.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of near matchups, but overall, it's nonstop football, and the table shifted somewhat. And we actually had a tweet, one of our tweets from one of our wonderful listeners. Where is it? Evan Pritchard says, who had the best or worst Christmas fortnight? He asked about potential January transfers. Yes, indeed, the window's open. And that's the line, injury me, Matthews is a shoo-in for the call. Yeah, 100%.
Well, let's start with that, of course, James. Go ahead.
21 goals, third in scoring. We'll be at the All-Star game. He's learning the league. My God. My God, I've enjoyed Christmas.
There you go.
In the National Hockey League. But in the English Premier League, it's tough to look past Spurs, isn't it?
Yeah, Tottenham probably had the best run. I mean, they've won, what, five straight in the league and over that festive period. I guess if you want to count Burnley in the 18th, but, you know, the win at Southampton, they looked great in that one, obviously aided by a red card. Went to Watford, scored another four. And then, I mean, I think the game against Chelsea was the game of the festive period for all intents and purposes because of what it did for the league. I mean, if Chelsea had won that game, I think we all would have been looking at it and been like, okay, this is over. I mean, they're running away and the league needed that. And I think that, you know, the fans of Liverpool and Man City and Arsenal and even, you know, Man United, they all needed to see this result happen so that there was some hole in Chelsea and a way to catch them. And I think that it was a good one for all of us because it keeps intrigue at the very top for a good while longer now.
Chelsea's 13-match winning run came to an end, which is just quite incredible where it came from and how this team really just rebuilt. What date was it? I guess Hull when they switched to the 3-4-3. I get a date now, but I've never seen a formation change affect a team so dramatically.
Yeah.
You know, it's like two different teams.
Absolutely.
And have all the new managers and these sexy names come into the league. Conte has by far and away risen above
October Pets 1st.
And even the Jose's.
October
right?
1st was that day against
October 1st,
Hull.
Was it? Yeah.
After they lost to Arsenal.
Yeah. They got
3-0.
Blown away in the first half against Arsenal. Yeah.
And then Conte thought, well, what if I make David Luiz the libero in my three-man back line.
Let's make Gary Cahill a real footballer.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Diego Costa, I've even seen him smile a couple of times over Christmas, right? Which I think speaks for itself. He's happy. Mm. Surly as ever, but still happy. A happy Searle. It's been great for the league, I think, to see that run, real attention, but it did endanger the league as well at the same point. So you're right, that Spurs win was so important. Five now, up on Liverpool, and I think I picked Spurs. I may have picked Spurs in some gusto before the season to win the league this year, I think, possibly.
Mm.
And you know what? I wouldn't rule them out. And in fact, we actually got asked that question by one of our wonderful listeners.
I'll rule them out. I'll
go
do it
Jays.
Again.
How Spurs are going to win the league? No. Maybe the question should be, how many points are they going to win by? go Jays.
I don't see it. I mean, I know I was harsh on them last year, and we talked in the pod into the spring, and it was coming down to the wire when it was just a two-horse race, and I said, well, you know, I got to give them all the credit that they proved that they're the real deal, and they collapsed in the last week. And I still
against
see
Chelsea, right? In fairness, it was against Chelsea.
Absolutely. And I still see that team when I look at this side. And, you know, not that the win over Villa at the weekend is my measurement, but a team that's going to be a champion has to have depth that comes with some consistency and resemblance of what your real team is. And that team didn't have that.
Are you saying that Vincent Janssen doesn't provide the depth required up front?
I don't think that Vincent Janssen and Heung-Min Son or Son Heung-Min or whichever order it's supposed to be pronounced.
You should know.
I don't think that Spurs are a team that are close to winning the title. And to be honest, listening to everyone talk about their top four now, make their halfway point predictions, I wouldn't put them in there at the expense of Arsenal.
You wouldn't?
No.
You
know,
really? So you don't think Spurs are going to finish top? Yeah, I mean, I'm much more on your side than Charmin. I don't think they're a title-winning team yet. I still think there's some holes to plug, and I think that they do rely so heavily on a few players, which, you know, when those guys are on, like we saw against Chelsea with Dele Alli and Kane, they were able to overcome him being out for a significant period and still be where they are. That's impressive. And defensively, they're organized, and I like their team a lot, but I think, you know, third, fourth is kind of where I see them falling, and I don't see them quite as good enough to beat Chelsea in the long run. You know, like, I think that we saw that they can handle them on a day, and they can beat anyone on their day, but the consistency, I just don't think that they have it in them. They don't have that it factor as title contenders yet.
Yeah, I think you're right as far as the natural progression, where this team is in the development.
Yeah.
You know, third or fourth is probably where they should be. But I look at the teams around them, and, you know, obviously Chelsea's stood out so far, but no one's complete. And I think that Spurs team are getting better. They got the highest ceiling. I said last year, the highest ceiling out of all these teams.
Yeah, I mean,
they're so young. And what Dele Alli did over Christmas, 7 goals in 4 games.
Yeah.
He had a pretty slow start to the season, as did his teammates. And they've kind of grown into this season. And they've got their swagger back now. I know they're out of the Champions League. They have, I think, Ghent or someone in the Europa League coming up, right?
Ghent or Genk?
Care about
which
that.
Ghent.
Ghent.
Which the Ghent. One, which not, the not one my that matters to you?
Genk.
Genk.
Yeah. And where did that come from?
I can't remember. It was some stupid podcast
like the name.
Discussion.
Genk.
Genk.
He just likes the name.
Genk. It's nice and just Genk.
Mm-hmm.
Even I can't mispronounce that.
But they've got Ghent.
They've got
they
Ghent.
Ghent.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Where's Ghent from? Are they Belgian?
I believe so, yeah.
Genk's Belgian.
They must be neighbors.
I think they're both Belgian.
They
to
share
be honest.
The same ground.
Like Ghent and Genk are both Belgian.
They should share the same ground. They should be close together, right? Really? Right?
In theory. Ghent are in seventh in the Belgian Jupiler League, and Genk are ninth.
Ninth.
Do you know?
Tough year for Genk.
What I learned on a Belgian flight that Jupiler, I always thought it was like persistent to the league. It's a beer.
Really?
It's a sponsor.
Really?
I had no idea.
Really?
Belgian Beer League. It's a Belgian Beer League.
I actually hung up Jupiler from my daughter's ceiling this holiday period. She got like a set of planets.
She looks at Jupiler and she goes
was up there.
That's good. The beer.
I'm picturing her having this like really thick, maybe like East London accent as she names the planets.
No, she's got a very Canadian accent.
Very Australian accent.
Yeah, very Australian.
Very,
what does she think? Why does daddy sound so weird? Does she ever ask you that?
I actually asked her that recently because she makes fun of me. She's six and she copies me.
Mm.
I said, what are you doing? Copying you, Dad. Do I sound different to you? No, but you're clearly copying me and you sound different. So.
And didn't she on her own accord just grab the Queen
one.
Vinyl the other day?
She did, I've taught her to put vinyl on. She's my remote control.
There you go.
So I got a nice turntable. I became a hipster this period and got
Atta
a turntable, some vinyl.
Wow.
And obviously the downside, but that is every 25 minutes you got to turn the record over. And there's no record is a vinyl thing, B.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of a big disc with grooves in it and needle comes down. Got Florence, by the way. She's great on vinyl.
Amazing. Well, original from the
70s. Well,
of course,
Straight out of the 70s.
But yeah, so the trouble is you have to walk up and change it. But I've got a 6-year-old daughter who loves to, you know, impress dad. So I've taught her to be my remote control.
Child labor.
Yep.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yep.
You are not going to be able to fit into your match day suits. You know this.
Oh, no.
From the season's end?
Lack of activity.
Oh, my goodness.
Lethargy.
This is just, are you still doing your Muay Thai morning classes?
I am. Well, it's been 2 weeks off.
Oh, okay.
So I feel fat.
Probably.
Soft and out of shape right now.
I didn't drink as much over the festive period as usual.
No?
Really? No. Not with any conscious effort.
I did. I made out for you. Oh, God.
I found that I didn't get hammered, but I just drank every single day. And that's almost worse than
it's
binging,
almost worse,
I think,
yeah.
As far as, yeah, gym
better off getting
goes.
Hammered once or twice and then, you know, taking it easy other yeah. times. But when you're drinking like 10 days in a row over the holidays,
yeah,
where's on you?
10 days.
Yeah, that's funny. It was more like 20.
About that. All right. I think so. Well, I'm off now. Until
we had some
way.
6 a.m.s, you know, and you had to get up for the
actually, it's
prem,
funny you mentioned
so.
That because I'm off the booze now for a couple of weeks before I go on vacation, yeah. right? And we're going with friends to Barbados. They've got a place there.
Nice.
So last night I went to dinner at their house, and my mate Al, I've known him for like 15 years mm. from school days, right? And whenever I see Al, it's always at a bar,
I think
a restaurant,
I met him.
A party, right? Yeah, you probably did, right?
Yeah, TFC game that time.
Yeah, that's right. Great guy. But we're sitting there last night, and they're not drinking either. They're on a bit of a detox as well until the okay. holiday, as are we. And we're sitting there thinking, we have never, in 15 years of friendship, been sober,
sober
together.
Together, yeah. This is very awkward.
But honestly, aside from the occasional, you know, fluke meeting on the street or when you first get to a bar or a restaurant for that first half an hour, never in 15 years.
Sad.
So we're sitting there thinking, we have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Oh, man.
All right, get the wine out.
So that's when James brought out the crystal meth.
Exactly. Oh, my God, this is so awkward. Yeah.
You got extremely high, but we weren't drunk. That's weird. That's my bits and bobs today, actually.
There you go.
There it goes.
When are you going to Barbados?
The 21st.
Nice.
Yeah. Second time there. First time was to watch cricket for a week.
Wow.
Back at the score. Remember Fitzroy?
Yeah.
Our analyst, important. He had connections. He had connections everywhere with the West Indies Tourism Board. So they pitched an idea to bring me over there, cut all these interviews and stories, bring them back for Sports World, the show at the time. So back in 2005, for a week during the West Indies Pakistan Test match. But amazing. Let's do it. Went over there with a camera guy, Mike, Polish Mike.
Oh my God.
All the promises came to nothing. Nothing was organized.
Oh,
there was no one there.
Lord.
So in the end, I just basically watched cricket for a week.
Amazing.
And you guys enjoyed
shots and B-roll.
I cut some stories, which never saw the light of day because they were terrible. I felt so bad, like coming back thinking, oh God, I'm going to be dead for this. I did the score. Wonderful. Love. Didn't care.
Yeah. Nothing
didn't
happened.
Didn't care at all. I had a free vacation.
They didn't know where Barbados was when you kept
Barbados.
Saying it that way.
Barbados.
It was a year before I started. I just missed that one, I guess.
Yeah. You would have come.
Six. Yeah, that would have been fun.
You can imagine me and Polish Mike. He actually brought his wife with him.
Really?
So basically, he saw it as a free vacation.
Yeah,
in
Barbados.
Sure.
Yeah. Beautiful.
He's like, hey, James, well, we want to go on the butterfly sanctuary today. He's like, but the test match starts today. We're doing stories. Oh, we'll be fine. Like,
yeah.
Why are you here, Mike?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, cricket goes for 3 days anyway. You thought he could just get day three.
5 days. It's a 5 day test.
You get the highlights on SNTV when you get back. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just patch it to that. It's cool.
So you two will both be gone at the same time, leaving me alone to do a podcast because now.
Well, when are you back?
Oh, yeah. I'm back on the. No, I missed one Monday. You're leaving the 28th, right?
Yeah.
I'm back on the 28th.
There you go.
So okay. I'm missing the 23rd, I think it is.
And I'll miss the 30th. So we'll.
So it'll be a two man. You can't be in the country for both those weeks.
I have no plans in the near future
really?
To go away.
Saving up for the wedding, I guess, eh?
I guess so.
Based on the first 20 minutes of this pod, people aren't going to be clamoring for it to be back anyway. So it's
no,
fine.
Huh?
It's
missing really it, man. Okay.
Yeah, it was so festive period. Oh, what'd you guys do? All right.
Well, do you think people want to hear about transfer rumors and speculation?
I don't anymore. By the way, good little segue there. Because I'm done with transfer rumors. I used to love
it's
these
finally
things.
Come over
I used to
my
love
side.
These things. Because they used to mean something. There used to be some meat on the bone of these transfer. Now it's just such basic lies made up by the media, by agents. It's absolute nonsense. I don't even look at the Guardian or the BBC, you know, rumor sites anymore because it means nothing.
Did you just get the internet? This has been the case for the last four seasons.
I've been less and less the last number of years, but this is the year that I just stopped because it's just such.
It'll do your head in. It honestly will. You just think, oh, is this like it?
You've always despised.
I have.
Season,
yeah, it's tough to deal with. I mean,
let's have a look.
I mean, will Wilfred Boney go to Shanghai SIPG or southern China where the climate's better?
Did Oscar actually say when he signed there that he's loved the Chinese Premier League since he was a kid?
I don't know if these are
quote happen.
Fake quotes.
No, it can't.
Like, did that? Because I thought I heard something about
because
that.
It was Tevez. There was a quote about Tevez on his signing day that he'd had a shirt of whatever team he'd signed, Shanghai Shenhua shirt when he was a kid.
And
the Chinese league was big in Argentina when he was a boy. So I think that those quotes are fake. I didn't see him say that. It just seems it's easy for us to jump all over.
Thank God.
It's very memeable.
There is no chance.
No, ever. Not at all.
Yeah.
However.
It's like most cases, even like you see it at MLS all the time as well. Mm. I always had ambitious at one day play in the States. No, you didn't. Never. Not once did it cross your mind. No,
do you guys think we're going to see America? Do you think we're going to see the Chinese Super League on American television in the next 5 years?
To put it on Sports Network.
Is this the end goal here? Is this what this they're going for?
Can it really sustain itself?
I hope not. I hope that a business model like this can't. I mean, just throwing ridiculous amounts of money at stars to get them over there and try to boost your brand. But, I mean, something is going on here that we have to pay attention to clearly. Well,
the money being thrown around. I don't blame any of these players.
No, I don't either.
What they're making is astronomical. I mean, they're rich anyway, but the Oscars of the world making a really good wage at Chelsea. What he's making in China, I mean, that's the next 10 generations living in complete luxury of his family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Tevez is making $1 million Canadian a week.
Yeah, it's the highest it's the highest contract ever for a pro athlete, I believe.
Yeah,
it's the most money ever annually for a pro athlete. I mean, it's 52
and he's not even the best
million
player
dollar a year.
No,
Carlos
Tevez. Love Carlos Tevez. But, 5 years ago.
Exactly, on the back end. So, I mean, I think we do have to pay attention. This is something that is scary. And, I mean, I think we've seen already a bunch of Premier League managers commenting on it, how it is, you know, a scary thing for them that all of a sudden they have to worry about these vast amounts of money coming in and trying to swoop on their players and, and having to compete with these other teams. I mean, it is a major concern for these huge Premier League clubs that they have to all of a sudden worry about this and where this is going to go. And once you get, you know, big name managers over there that they have a few. And
Fabio Cannavaro being one.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen here, but it really is fascinating and a little bit scary for the game.
Mm.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought again.
Wilfred Bony is the latest rumor to go to China.
What's that?
Wilfred Bony.
Where's he now?
Stoke still.
Is he really at Stoke?
I believe he's
If Wilfred Bony scores a goal in Stoke, does it really happen?
There's a photo of him on the webpage.
Yeah.
Another classic spot where he was doing so well at Swansea and left for the bright lights and the big money of Man City, and look how it's gone.
Is it everyone that just leaves Swansea? Because I was going to say Scott Sinclair. And prior to the Euros, Gylfi Sigurdsson seemed to have kind of not
someone
disappeared,
free
but
Gylfi. Can someone free Gylfi?
You want to free him now?
Yeah. Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
Yeah.
He's wasted.
Yeah.
What a mess that is, by the way. We should talk about Bob Bradley.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of firings over the time we've been gone, too, between him and Phelan and...
Look who's back.
Pardew
Big
as well.
Sam.
Yeah. Reminds me of the days that we were doing the Serie A pod.
Was there three... There was three managerial changes since we've done this pod then.
Was it only three?
Pardew, Bradley, and Phelan.
Yeah.
I believe
two guys,
only three.
Two of whom have signed within this season.
Yeah.
Being fired. That is so Palermo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it?
They'd be on their seventh.
When Bob Bradley comes back and keeps Swansea up, though, that will be.
Yeah, exactly. He's ungodly.
That will be the story of
didn't
all
take
stories.
The Norway job, as was rumored, but didn't take that because he's going to go back there. You know, I feel really bad for Bob Bradley. I really do.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
I
a
too.
Terrible team. And clearly, at some point, you got to start looking at the players, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe this new guy, whoever the hell he is, let's get things sorted out.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I mean, on paper, I don't think that the players are awful, but I don't think that they're nearly as competitive as they were last season.
Three or four managers now they've gone through since Laudrup, Gary Monk,
Guidolin,
Bradley.
Yeah.
And until this guy gets fired. I think it's just absolute nonsense.
It's really unfair. And we said that too when they hired Bob Bradley, that, you know, they weren't putting him in a position to succeed. And he absolutely had, you know, I wouldn't say didn't have the tools, but he certainly didn't have any backing or support walking into a job that would have been a tough task at the start of the season, let alone this season.
And you hope for that, you know, initial manager comes in, riles the team up, fires them up, and you get initial results, and it didn't happen. And I just think that the ownership was sitting there thinking, well, the message didn't get through, and we have to, you know, try to find someone else that can deliver that. But I think it's completely on the players. And you know, there's been some poor signings there, and they just look so uncohesive, and they can't defend anything. I mean, they've given up 45 goals this year. That 5-4 game against Palace that they won, that was, you know, a big one in that run where they finally looked like they had some life, but they still conceded four goals in that game, and Llorente scored twice in injury time, I believe, to save them. So, you know, the warning signs, even when they're getting results there, it was, you know, alarm bells. They can't defend. They really don't have any top quality defenders right now.
So if I'm Ashley Williams' agent, I'm calling up China and saying, hey, have you seen this?
Yeah, what's happened since
my
I
guy's
left.
Worth a million dollars a week.
If I'm any player who's a good professional, who's like 32, 33, I'm calling up China. Yeah. Absolutely.
I put my, sent my demo reel over.
They must need broadcasters though, right?
Imagine the podcast money. Imagine the podcast money.
Well, any money's better than this, right? By the way, if I'm putting any money on any of these bad teams to survive, it's Palace.
Yeah.
A, they've got some decent players. B, they've got Big Sam. They're 1 point up on the drop zone. I think they're safer right now than Borough, even than Watford right now. And Watford are 7 points clear.
Hmm.
They had a pretty poor Christmas period, so inconsistent.
Yeah.
But given what Big Sam's, his track record, and like I said, that is a decent team. It's some decent players in it.
Much better team than we give them credit for.
When do we party end up next?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be that guy, right? He'll be the Alan Kirbishley where every time a job comes up, Pardew's name will be linked. And
China.
Yeah, maybe China. Yeah, no, I would agree with you. And I think Hull and Swansea are two teams that look completely lost. But again, they're only 3 and 1 point out from safety, respectively. But I think those two teams, I think everyone's going to have ticketed for the drop. And then one more. And we've seen Sunderland escape every year for the last five, seemingly, in the last few matches, and Palace with Big Sam seem like they'll be able to find their way. So you do start to think, who is that team that could drop in there? Is it a Middlesbrough? Is it a Watford? Is it a Leicester?
Don't discount that, because they're on some poor run, aren't they?
Busy on their Champions League sojourn in February again. So
I still think if they went down this year, it makes last year even more magical.
Yeah, in a sense,
in a lot of ways.
It would make
it better in history, right?
In a lot of ways.
They were
just
relegated
off relegation,
the next season.
They win it, then they get relegated.
Yeah, I think
but
they'll
they
be
win
okay.
The Champions League,
but
so they're happy with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they'll be okay, but away from home, just so, so poor. Out of nowhere. I mean, last year they were so great away. I mean, they were great everywhere with basically two losses, but it's just been odd to see them line up away from home and just look scared and somewhat intimidated. Just, it's crazy how much confidence plays a role, and we see that, the difference. You know, a team loses some confidence, and all of a sudden, results pile up against you. You think, who is this team? It's not the team we knew last year at all.
No, for sure. You mentioned transfers and City as well. Leon Carosi here is for V4NC1TY Van City. Very clever. Very clever, Leon Carosi. Gabriel Jesus, Brazil's number nine, will make his City debut soon. Why no hype? Barely a word has been spoken of him. It's a good point. It's because he plays in Brazil and we're so focused on the Premier League amongst Premier League fans. But this guy is very good.
Yeah. City need a savior, so maybe Jesus
part
can
of that
do it.
New Brazil revolution in qualifying. Got a medal at the Olympics, gold medal. They compare him to Neymar. He's very slight, skinny, great movement, works his ass off. I haven't seen enough of him, to be honest with you. I don't think many people have, but he's spoken so highly of, and I think City needs something like that kind of player.
Direct Van City, Man City, wherever he's from, to Tim Vickery. He wrote a column about him
did
when
he
signed.
Of course he did.
And
yeah,
it
sure
was, I think, the intro column to the English-speaking world of Gabi Jesus.
Anything South American, just Google Tim Vickery, BBC, and you'll get all you need.
Anything. Tea, travel.
Yep.
Pottery.
Especially pottery. He loves his pottery. Loves the Everly brothers too. The Rogers brothers. Do you see the connection?
Ted Rogers and
the Righteous brothers, not the Rogers brothers.
You know the connection there? Pottery. No. There's a movie called Ghost.
Ghost.
Before you were born.
Yeah.
I've seen
that. You get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
No, I've seen that movie.
You know the scene with Demi Moore and
it's
Patrick
quite famous.
Swayze?
It's been
Patrick
mean.
Swayze, or is it a.
Yeah, it's Patrick Swayze.
Was it John Travolta? No, it's Patrick Swayze.
Been memed many a times.
Demi was covered in lots of wet clay.
All right, anyway. Moving on. Yeah, so do we know when Jesus Gabriel is going to make his debut? Or
I think
what?
He'll be sitting on the bench for
soon?
A while. Pep says he's weeks away.
Yeah.
And people are concerned about how slight he is, and will he be too small for the Premier League? Well,
so what you're saying is he's partying in the docks and they don't know how to reel
probably
him in.
he's adjusting to the cold.
He's a selfie king, so he's definitely like Neymar.
Yeah, there's a lot of dancing and stuff going on Twitter. And
did you see who City was linked with this morning, the hot link?
No.
Ivan Rakitic.
Oh, really? Rakitic?
Yeah. I can't see him leaving.
Well, I'm sick of these transfers. Why are we talking about these transfers?
Let's just see what happens.
Since Pep left.
Yeah. I don't remember. There was a brief revolving door there for him.
He's very important to Barcelona. There's no
way. Oh, they brought him in to replace Xavi. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Be a great signing.
Be huge.
Exactly what you guys said we don't want to do.
That's what rumors. Yeah, yeah. No, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, it's stupid rumors.
To be honest, you said it. I didn't say it.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about today, boys?
Andrea Belotti to Arsenal, £56 million.
And that's denied. Can you?
That was the offer.
Can you believe that Torino said that much money in January for a player?
Well, when a club official comes out, the top guy comes out and says that we turned down this money, I believe it. Don't you?
No, no.
Torino said that Arsenal offered £56 million.
Everything else, Serie A clubs, is true.
Well, now that Torino has Joe Hart, why would they lie to the English-speaking press?
For how long? They can't afford his wages. Wow. Because Joe Hart donning the gloves at Anfield in no time. Well, I would like that very much, by the way.
Next, you know.
Speaking of rumors.
Yeah, speaking of rumors.
Get more rumors.
When they become Shanghai Torino, they'll be fine.
Be Red Bull Torino, club. I think, before Shanghai
Red Bull Torino.
That would spell the end of Lucas Perez's goal-scoring days for Arsenal, or what?
I would imagine, yeah.
The last game.
Yeah, that was a like very Perez, nice goal. Though. Do you?
He's a decent player.
I don't think he's quite what they paid for or expected so far, but long way to go.
Whose goal was better, Giroud's scorpion or Mkhitaryan's scorpion?
Giroud's.
Yeah, Giroud's as well.
That was
also wasn't offside.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
It was insane, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crazy. For that to happen on New Year's Day, I mean, goal of the year on January 1st. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, it was nuts to have that audacity.
Yeah.
Dobby tries those in our charity leagues all the time.
Speaking of which, we have one coming up soon, don't
we? Yeah, we do. Have to assemble the squad. Julie might have two squads.
Two, really?
I feel like we've got the depth.
You blame Tobes?
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's a weekend and the draw is Toronto FC's training ground. I think that'll get people
It's a
out.
Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's
the Oscars that night. End of February. Saw the promo yesterday.
Look at you.
What a day.
Hey-o.
Playing that and then resting up on the couch after live tweeting the Oscars.
Go on Gulu United's website to find details in the coming days and weeks, and check out Gulu United anyway because there's some great initiatives in the new year. Hope to have Adrian Bradbury on the podcast actually on Thursday to discuss that. I'll also tweet out the link. We're raising money for a number of initiatives there, so check it out. Gulu United.
Is he back in town, or are you?
No, he's still no, he's still there.
As I saw, they're doing a boot drive this month.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. They need boots. You got boots, please. Gulu United need your boots. Mm. Take my boots for Christ's sakes.
I got a pair. Yeah. I got real cocky. I scored 2 goals in men's league, so I went and bought a pair of bright boots.
You didn't, did you?
And the bright boots don't fit.
Oh,
fitting,
no.
Huh?
Very fitting indeed.
So.
Well, my boots have got lots of goals in them. Lots of goals because they have never scored a goal. So they're just jam-packed.
They're waiting to bust out. Yeah.
I should get new pair of boots actually as well because they are crap boots.
Yeah.
They hurt me and they just can't control the ball for some reason with them.
It's the reason for your injuries.
Must be the boots.
It's not me, it's my shoes.
Yeah. Ricky. Where's Ricky nowadays? Rohan Ricketts. Where is he? Where's he playing? Lower division? Still in England?
Don't know.
No? Ricky, if you're listening, let us know.
Rowan Ricketts on the phone right now.
Yeah, get him on there. A bit of a disjointed podcast. It's as if we haven't done this for a while.
As if we haven't done it for a while and we're coming off a FA Cup weekend.
You're distracted.
Okay, Liverpool, let me get your opinions on this team. They're 5 points back in first place. Scoring goals for fun. Bit of issues between the posts. Defensively, they've improved somewhat. Obviously, drew with the kids in the FA Cup during the weekend. Are they a legitimate title contender halfway through the season?
I think I've said it plenty on this podcast, and I continue to say I just don't think they're good enough defensively. I don't think they have the players to do it. I mean, Matip's been in and out of the team, but man, when you see Clavan in there and that goaltending issue again, they thought they had a number one with Karius, and it's Mignolet, and I just don't think that they have that solid unit that can see way too many goals and way too easily. That being said, I thought their performance against Man City over on New Year's Eve was exactly how this team needs to play against the bigger teams and at times shutting down, having a 1-0 lead that early. If you would have told me that game ended 1-0, I would have thought you were crazy just with those two teams of that offensive prowess. So I thought if they can
and
do that more
lapses.
Consistently and City really didn't create a ton and they were able to shut them down and win the middle of the park and they have such a good midfield that if they can win that middle and prevent the chances, but as soon as it becomes a stretch game and open, you just think they're going to concede at any point. Even against Sunderland, I mean, two weak penalties they gave away, but they looked like when it became 2-2, they just looked so out of kilter and out of sorts at the back. They don't have that leader to kind of take over the game. So that's what worries me.
Can be that guy. He's been hurt though.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's that rah-rah kind of guy either. When he's in there, he just seems kind of quiet, goes about his business. Fine player and tidy, and he does make the players around him better. But there aren't many
rah-rah guys around anymore. You know, the top centre-backs now are those ball-playing centre-backs.
That's fair.
I mean, look at the guys emerging in the game, like the John Stones of the world. They're not rah-rah.
Yeah.
The John Terrys of the world. I love those types of players, but I'm not sure that's in vogue right now.
That's fair.
They're gone. Centre-backs.
They're gone, those types.
Yeah. I mean, look, Vincent Kompany sits on the bench, watches Man City games.
Yeah.
But once again.
No, you're right. I mean, that day of the Terry and those guys.
You know, I mean, if you can find the perfect package, like maybe a Sergio Ramos might be the guy, perfect kind of. You can do it all, including be that rah-rah guy, but that's one guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's others out there, but not many. Mm-hmm.
You know? And that also comes from him being, you know, the young kid, the cocky kid, the offensive first wingback who was surrounded by greats. You know, he played with Raul.
Yeah.
I mean, the room that he had coming up, you know, formed the leader
Hieros,
that he is
the
now.
The Salgados, right?
Yeah.
Really good defensive-oriented players. Yeah.
But also leaders and strong characters that were, you know, a dying breed at that time.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think they've, you know, dealt with the Coutinho injury well, and they've been able to, you know, hang in there in the title race, as it were. Again, with that Chelsea loss to Spurs, I think that, you know, that helps a lot. But, you know, to be able to deal with it that well, he should be back relatively soon. You know, they've put themselves in a position again where the fans are going to get hyped up for it. I think that, you know, that's a danger to think that it's title or bust this year. I think they should be very happy to finish second or third and in the development of where they are, and, you know, Klopp's second season and the players and the way that they're, you know, kind of getting back to Liverpool being a force is it has to take time to grow and into that. And I think that they can get there, and, you know, next year might be more realistic for a run at the title. But if they can keep in it to the end, that's great experience. I don't think they're good enough to win it, though.
Out of the two Mancunian teams, currently City is 3 points up in United. Which will finish higher?
I still think City finish higher.
Yeah, I think
something
so too, but barely.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, you mentioned they couldn't create. They haven't created for a long time now.
Yeah, it's very odd. And Pep, just his comments over the break as well. I mean, he seems like he's lost it a little bit. And
talking about his future.
All
and
of a sudden talking about potential retirement and all these things, and going off on, you know, you're the journalist and this and that. It just was
strange. He did backtrack a bit on the weekend, though, after the
FA Yeah, Cup he did, but it
West
was
Ham.
Just bizarre. I mean, I know he was pissed off, but it's just the way he's attacking the English game and all that's only a red card here, and Bravo is fouled and all this, and
Christmas
I have to
games,
adjust
to
these
games.
English games, all this and that. So, well, you knew what you were getting into, and if you're saying that, you know, things are surprising you, then maybe that's your fault for not being prepared for this. So
he had a year off to figure it out.
Yeah,
watch games and see what's. I mean, I think he will figure it out. I still think he's brilliant. You know, he's class. Maybe he's tried too much too soon at that club, and it takes certain players longer to adapt. De Bruyne has been brilliant, right? By far their best player. Fernandinho, when not being sent off, has been brilliant. Really benefited. The young players like Raheem Sterling have benefited, but they're still very much a work in progress. You know, these aren't the finished product just yet.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much upheaval this year and so many new players coming in that, and with a new manager, it is tough to see how, you know, they were going to gel that quickly, but you just expected it. I think we expected it with what they've done in the past and having, you know, still having Aguero and bringing in this mind, but it does take time. And I think at Man United, we're seeing that as well, but finally now it's coming to fruition where the results are happening for Man United and you see them. I mean, I think that they have a good long run in them. They're already kind of on one, and I think they can keep it going, that they start all of a sudden becoming a potential force in that top four again. So six teams, four spots. I think that any of them could make a case for being in there.
Look at United's next games in the league, obviously coming up, the big one against Liverpool, right? Statement game. Then it's Stoke. Then it's Hull. Then it's Leicester. Then it's Watford. Got a couple of Europa League games against St Etienne. Then you've got the derby against Man City, but January is pretty light outside of the cup games.
Yeah, they got the home and home with Hull in the League Cup. So three games against Hull in the next five, that'll do well for your confidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone surprised by just what Ibra's done?
No.
I don't think I am either, but I just look at all the numbers surround him saying this shouldn't really be happening.
Because of his age?
His age.
Yeah.
But he hasn't, he's no worse than he was 3 years ago.
No.
He's incredible.
No. I think we all thought that when he went to PSG, and it could have been a knock at PSG at the time too, spending the money and going for that quick, you know, Man City hope of overnight success, that we thought he was done having gone to France. And, you know, he absolutely ripped it up. I forget his goal total, but it was a goal a game last year in Liga, wasn't
could
it?
Could have been the best in all of the top five leagues in
right.
Europe.
And
better
and,
than Messi,
and
better
we still,
than Ronaldo.
You know, we discredit it because it's not Spain, it's not Serie A, it's not the Premier League. Well, it was only France. He's 36 now. He won't be able to do it. He's, you know, he hasn't been as consistent as he has been in his, at other clubs, but he's certainly delivering.
Although he has done the last month or so, he's been consistent, right? Scoring every game.
Yeah,
even goes on being disallowed for...
Yeah, for nothing. Yeah, that was terrible. I'm impressed by how much he seems to care, though. I mean, he looks involved, and you can see
his team, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, after goals and the players coming over, and they seem very together all of a sudden, and he's kind of at the center of that. And I don't think I really expected that. I mean, I thought that he'd bag his goals and kind of be out for himself
and go home.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I mean, good for him. I think that we have to give him a lot of credit for that. And you know, especially if it continues, and with Rooney not being really in the team much except for cup games, he did equal Bobby Charlton's record, so that's something. But I think it has almost become Ibra's team like that overnight, and it's really surprising to me. And I think that they've done well since I've kind of seen that. So
strong rumors that Jose Font, I know it's a rumor, but this is the one that doesn't go away. Could be on the way there.
Well, he's handed in his transfer request, right?
Yeah, he's out of the
right,
squad to face Liverpool in the League Cup.
Liverpool could use him as well. They might be fighting for him.
Yeah,
Liverpool would be a better place for him. I think he does 18 months at United, maybe, and then he's out the side. He's 33, isn't he?
I know. He's been like that. Honestly, remember when they signed Blunk all those years
ago? Yeah,
and that was a little bit different. He was a little bit older, and he was definitely over the hill, whereas Font isn't. But
also, Blunk had just won the World Cup, right?
True, Well, what's Font?
Similar. What's Font?
The Font and Van Dijk pairing's been fantastic. If they lose both of them, I mean, Van Dijk's highly sought after. He might be the best center back in the Premier League this year. So I don't think they'll sell both, but that's, I guess, the same old at Southampton. They'll find a way to still bounce back and finish seventh or eighth as they usually do.
Can't blame Font, too. I mean, he's waited a long time to get opportunities. He was capped for Portugal at 30.
Yeah, you know, I'm just surprised it didn't happen in the summer.
For the longest time.
You know,
surprised it didn't happen in the summer?
Yeah, I'm surprised if it was going to happen. I thought it would have been in the summer, and it seemed like he wanted to stay, and now all of a sudden.
Well, I think United thought they'd be okay, but they've struggled with injuries and still trying to find a backup form. You know, I was thinking earlier about, you know, every season we do the pod and say it's going to be Ferdinand and Vidic at the back, and then how many matches that they actually play together, maybe 12,
I know,
maybe 10, but they always
the one season where they dominated together,
right?
And that's wasn't that the last year they won?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was, yeah. If Ibra gets hurt though, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they need to go out and address that in the window for sure.
Don't want to give Memphis more opportunities. Mourinho says he'd prefer him not to go, but what is he doing? He's just rotting.
He's rotting there. He's cleaning. I think he's actually cleaning Ibra's boots.
Yeah, I think he might
That's
be.
His role. Ibra makes him. Yeah. He bullies him. I can see Ibra being a bully in the room.
Ibra being a bully in the room? Oh, for
it's
sure.
Win over here. Yeah. You clean these now.
Go get in my car.
Intimidating, for sure.
Oh, which car you want that? It's Latan. Which one, eh?
Otherwise, he'll bust out the black belt moves and take you down.
I can't drive stick, mate. I'm going to China. Anyone know where China is?
Yeah, he should be on the next plane, actually.
He should be.
Rooney would make... Imagine how big a star he'd be there, though.
Oh, God.
With how Man United is so huge in Asia and just the appeal. I mean, that would be... It'd be a match made in heaven, really.
I can picture the Rooney's having a Chinese night every week with the kids, ordering in Chinese food, can't you? Colleen and Wayne and the kids.
Be a show on ITV4.
The Rooney's.
Yeah. The Rooney's.
Yeah. Keeping Up with the Rooneys.
Colleen and Wayne do China. Coming up next on BBC4.
It's a terrible
relocation
there,
with the Rooneys.
Relocation to the Rooneys. All right.
Keeping up with
Kardashians. Listen, we should get going. Any bits and bobs you want to get to?
No.
Did you pay any attention to the Golden Globes?
I watched. Right now, I watched quite a bit of it.
Things are changing, aren't they?
Right now.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of it actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a bit of it too.
It's interesting that one because they're like, kind of like a lot of chatter going on. I think people are drinking, right? Like you come back from break and people are trying to talk, and it's like you could tell like presenters are clearly annoyed because like people are hammered back there, just going on.
It's always people at the bar.
Yeah. Meryl Streep, obviously, she had a really interesting and well received speech that I thought was
which that idiot quite poignant. Had to respond to.
Yeah.
Twitter this morning,
of course.
She's overrated, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't. See Streep's comments, but I'm sure I'll read about it.
Yeah,
I was watching games and I'd seen it on a few other monitors. Some other people were watching at work, but Atlanta. I've raved about Atlanta being a fantastic show. I was happy to see that one because it strikes me as a show that people that award Golden Globes would never have watched, let alone given it attention.
Atlanta.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? Yeah.
Donald Glover of Childish Gambino. He's the EP and the star of that show, and it's great. Yeah. It is a very very
on
good
FX.
Show. Yeah, it's on FX. Yep, it's on FX.
Have to check it out. So I wrote a few down.
If you watch Sportsnet
night,
World matches, you'd be bombarded with that trailer as well as many others. Do check out Tyrant at some point as well. Season 4 begins in March.
Tyrant?
Tyrant.
Tyrant.
There's the woman of the Tyrant is phenomenal.
Is she your fiance?
A fantastic. Yes, she's not my fiance.
I thought you were just pimping one of your girls' shows.
No, I should have. Yeah. I don't think that Elena would do well in a high stakes Middle Eastern not hierarchy. What do you call
oligarchy?
Monarchy? Oligarchy. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's more of an oligarchy, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Oil-garchy.
Oligarchy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oligarchy. That's the official word, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Oh, Eleni could pull it off, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
She'd be great. Got a tweet here from David N. For my question, what should we talk about? Prefer when you guys just run off the cuff. Best stuff is unscripted. Done.
Okay.
That's not true.
We listen to you.
Archangel David, that's for you, mate.
There was a man who once told us the best ad-libs are the rehearsed ad-libs.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Well, League Cup this week, boys. We'll have lots to talk about next week. Next week in the Premier League is solid,
though.
We'll
be back with Molinaro on Thursday, though. And then the Prem resumes this weekend. So thank you for returning if you are indeed listening to us. And we will endeavor to do these pods a bit more regularly. Late in the year, it was tough. People away. TFC ruined everything. That's been the Soccer Central podcast. James Sharman, he's Brennan Dunlop, he's Thomas Bubby. Cheers for listening.